So here we are, the first music meeting.
Here it is.
Thanks for having us, Luke.
Yeah. So in case you're wondering what the music meeting is, this is the music meeting. And what we want to do is talk about music. Who doesn't like to talk about music? So Cody Lee, assistant music director, Gavin Hello. Dahl, station manager, and me, the music director, we're just going to sit here and talk about music that's turning us on this week.
Yeah, so did you pick something brand new for us, Luke?
I did. I picked the Secret Sisters. Secret Sisters are from Alabama. This is their third album, only the second that KD&K has gotten. And their second one was very retro rock. This one is quite different. This one is pretty much singer-songwriter territory. And let's see what they sound like.
I'm a long way from home. I feel the weight in my bones. I'm tired like a sinner. I'm cold and my money's all gone. I'm ashamed of the things that I've done. Feeling love is like facing a gun. The closer you get, the farther.
Tired like a sinner. Mm-hmm. Is that a great line or mm-hmm. what?
Beautiful harmonizing there.
Beautiful harmonies. And I think that's the key to the Secret Sisters for sure. They grew up singing in church. That's where they learned to sing. So you got to love that.
Yes. That's where some of the best musicians that we know grew up singing in church, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So how does this record, I haven't heard their previous stuff, how is this really different? It's kind of more mellow.
Well, that first one that we got, Put Your Needle Down, it's called, has three or four songs that sound like it's the Everly Brothers. Very retro rock, lots of reverb. This one's very focused and quiet, singer-songwritery, telling stories. But you could kind of hear that retro rock in that song a little bit.
When I liked the harmonizing, but I even like some of the guitar parts and the kind of mellow in-between sections myself. You know what I mean? That's where I started to kind of get in the groove, too.
Yeah, it is kind of a retro-sounding guitar, like kind of twangy-sounding. And I think most of the tracks sort of speak for that. But I think you're right, Luke, that their previous album was more that way, and this one seems a little more refined to me.
And it's interesting because that previous album was produced by T-Bone Burnett.
Oh, really?
And this one is produced by Brandi Carlile. So they're not having any trouble attracting top flight production talent.
Yeah.
Well, and it's always good to have new albums from New West Records, a great Americana label, of course. What do you guys think of Brandi Carlile, who do the production on this? Are you guys fans?
You know what? Personally, Brandi is, I was all excited at the beginning with Brandi, but I'm losing my enthusiasm. I don't know why. Is that the inevitable evolution towards pop?
I guess so. Yeah. I haven't heard from Brandi Carlile in years. So, but she's kind of like singer-songwriter, Americana stuff, basically.
Well, and now a producer. So that's an exciting direction for the Secret Sisters.
So Secret Sisters from Alabama.
Nice. Good stuff, Luke. All right. Speaking of singing in church, I'm not a religious person, but I had to listen to a lot of kind of collegey, what I would call it. It sounds like music for college students in urban areas. A lot of the indie rock kind of stuff I have to listen to out of like 50 CDs, And sometimes when I find one like this, I'm like, thank God for, you know, real music singing from your soul and your heart. And these women have really powerful voices. It is pretty much a straight gospel album, but it's the Como Mamas and it's on Daptone Records, and
it's organic, man.
It's definitely organic. I like the kind of lo-fi vintage sound here, and let's hear Out of the Wilderness on this one.
Tell me, how did you feel when you come out the wilderness?
When you
come out the wilderness?
When you
come out the wilderness?
Tell me,
about that tight backup band, the Glorifiers. That's Jimmy Hill on organ and piano, Homer Steinweiss on drums, Bosco Mann on bass, and Thomas Brennick on guitar.
I think those might be the Daptone house band.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
I recognize Bosco.
Wow. Yeah. Not exactly lightweights, huh?
Yeah, that's
sound
sure.
Tight.
So to speak. Those are big ladies, too, that are singing.
Yes.
They've got big lungs.
Exactly. Big, booming voices. So that's what I like about that. It's just, it's got soul.
Yeah, it's real simple. It's like stripped down.
Yeah.
You know, just let the voices, you know, let the women sing. And I also just like the concept, the Como Mamas move upstairs. You know, it's like, yeah, we got on Daptone and we got to move upstairs. Yeah. You know, I love that. Such a great image.
I don't know. I like it. You know, I can't complain about soulful, heartfelt music, but I think I like my gospel a little more dressed up.
Yeah.
That's pretty raw.
Well, you were mentioning Marty Stewart's which song?
Soul Chapel, the CD, Soul Chapel.
Okay, well.
Yeah. I'll have to play some of that for you.
I'm going to check it out today.
Yeah.
The Como Mamas are Esther Mae Wilborn, Angelia Taylor, and Della Daniels. For this music meeting, I brought you guys an upcoming artist from Boulder. He's called Kuwali. This tune right here is called Feather Ruffler. From Kuwali out of Boulder, Colorado. His album is called The Monk of Chunk, and this song is called Feather Ruffler. He kind of synthesizes field recordings, like he's been in the Amazon and the Himalayas and in the Redwoods, with bass music, you know, a little bit more kind of mid-tempo than a lot of the dubstep out there that's, you know, really popular, what people call EDM now. But
is that faster, the dubstep?
Dubstep's definitely much more aggressive, and he's kind of, he calls himself sort of like halftime drum and bass. There's a lot of these kind of keywords that people are using now. You know, for a long time there's been glitch hop, which is sort of like hip hop and electronic music that's very glitchy and computer sounding, very digital. He calls this tree hop.
Nice. I like that.
And you know, I mean, kind of more broadly, people call it world bass. Lately, for me, just in general, I've been really into kind of psychedelic funk sounds, and so this is out there on the kind of further reaches of funk. But definitely got that kind of groovy kind of, you know, it has some of the dub and reggae influence, and then definitely some hip hop elements. But he's kind of trying to do a bit of a sonic alchemy, I think, and it's just one of many artists that are being distributed right now by a label out of Texas called Gravitas Recordings, and they're kind of cornering the market on pay what you wish, you know, new releases of artists that are helping artists like Kuwali then get bookings, right? So this is kind of a different model of the music industry where they're putting a lot of the music out there. Certainly you can pay for it, but, you know, a lot of the stuff on Gravitas, people are just downloading. You enter zero and you get the music for free, you know, when you download. So, you know, I think it's kind of it's a way that artists like this are building their names up so then they can tour and make the big festival money.
So that's how they make their money, is the live performance.
A lot of times, yeah. I mean, that Pretty Lights was kind of the biggest Colorado artist to do that, where he, you know, he now sells out Telluride and sells out Red Rocks and does all these huge shows. And you know, he gives all his music away for free. In fact, I think in his case, he actually did a BitTorrent where you could go and get like an entire folder of his entire recordings, you know?
Oh, really? And he's from Boulder.
The Kuwali's from Boulder. I was just saying Pretty Lights was kind of the big guy in the scene, and then Kuwali's one of these new up-and-comers. But
Have you seen him live?
Yeah, a couple times. Real friendly. He's a guitar player, and he does a lot of kind of noodling and effects and stuff with his guitars. His live set is definitely, you know, a mix of instrumentation and his kind of bird frequencies. And
that's my favorite part in how the song opened up with all of those bird sounds from his recordings. I really like that.
Yeah, and I think that's a big challenge for electronic music producers, is how do you kind of get outside of the studio? And I think he's one of the artists in Colorado right now who's definitely bringing that bird notes and nature sounds and field recordings into the mix.
I just think you can do so much in electronica music with organic sounds, and that's what I really appreciate.
Well, that's the electronic music I'm always drawn to, if it has some organic instrumentation. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like this has a little of that. That's cool.
Yeah, and
cool. It's not just your basic bleep and bloop.
Right. Yeah, and I mean, he definitely is a guitar noodler, and he has some side projects that are, you know, he kind of goes off in almost like a disco and house kind of direction. And I feel like this stuff is kind of his most advanced in terms of the layering and the synthesis of the, you know, all the kind of programming and synth stuff that he does with the nature sounds. So, I mean, it's just what I'm into right now. I feel like, you know, from kind of folk Americana to gospel to electronic music, that's the beautiful thing about these music meetings, is you never know what you're going to hear, right?
Yes. Just like Katie and K.
Exactly. You can hear all of those things on one show on Katie and K.
Yeah. Gotta love it. And I hope you liked our first music meeting. Yay!
Yay!
Stay tuned for more.